This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The president of the University of Colorado resigned today after several scandals at the school. Elizabeth Hoffman had come under increasing pressure in recent weeks to resign. And today, Regent Pat Hayes, speaking at a news conference this afternoon, said new leadership would be necessary to pull the university out of its current mess.
It certainly seemed that over the past few months that President Hoffman became the fire point for a great deal of controversy. And everything was focusing on Betsy in a negative way instead of the positive nature of the university.
The first scandal was reported just a bit over a year ago. Several university football players and recruits were accused of sexual assault. Then a student died of alcohol poisoning this fall, prompting discussion about the binge drinking problem on campus. And most recently, a controversial professor at the university compared some 9/11 victims to a Nazi war criminal. NPR's Jeff Brady has covered the problems at the University of Colorado. He joins us from Denver. And Jeff, there's been a lot of pressure on President Hoffman to resign. What was the turning point? Why did she give in now?
Well, there were certainly calls for her to resign earlier, and pressure had been building over the last week. She was able to resist it, but then last week, local media reported the school failed to hand over key documents during a grand jury investigation involving a football recruiting scandal in which current players used alcohol, drugs, and the promise of sex to make the school more attractive to high school athletes. Now, Hoffman and other school officials deny that they refused to cooperate with the grand jury, but this appears to have been the straw that broke the camel's back. Local officials were just getting weary of the string of scandals over the last year. The chair of the Board of Regents, Jerry Rutledge, said he didn't ask for Hoffman to resign, but he did have conversations with her over the weekend. He says Hoffman concluded and he agreed that it was time for her to go for the good of the university.
A lot of the University of Colorado's problems over the last year seem to have involved the school's football team, as you mentioned. Have there been accusations that President Hoffman just didn't have tight enough control over athletics at the school?
Absolutely. And Hoffman herself admitted as much when she put new rules in place last year. It's clear that the athletics department at Colorado is on a much shorter leash these days. And this problem isn't just limited to Colorado. I talked with Father Ted Hesburgh. He's president emeritus of the University of Notre Dame. A few years back, he also co-chaired a panel about the NCAA. That's the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Father Hesburgh and the panel concluded that across the country, university presidents have given athletic departments too much independence. And he says the main reason is money. Athletics bring in a lot of money to schools, and coaches often earn 4 to 5 times what the university presidents earn. But the panel said despite that, a scandal like the one in Colorado reflects badly on a school, and they said administrators need to keep a tight leash on their athletic departments.
And what kind of recommendations did that commission have?
Well, Father Hesburgh says doing things like requiring that a certain percentage of athletes graduate from college helps. Right now, he says less than half of college athletes finish school. At Notre Dame, he says officials have paid special attention to that, and now more than 90% of them graduate. But he says the main thing is for university presidents to keep a very close eye on their athletic departments.
Well, President Hoffman has said she'll step down from the University of Colorado. What happens now with the university?
Well, she's going to leave by the end of next month. The process of finding a successor gets underway. If that happens a little more quickly than they expect, then President Hoffman may leave early. Whoever that person is, she or he has a big job ahead of them. Not only does the school face several lawsuits from women who say football players and recruits sexually assaulted them, there's still the Ward Churchill controversy. He's the professor who compared some 9/11 victims to Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann, and no decision has been made yet on whether to fire him. The school also faces tremendous budget problems in coming years, but regents say they're optimistic they'll find the right person to take on the challenging job.
Okay, NPR's Jeff Brady in Denver. Jeff, thanks very much.
My pleasure.